When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I just wanted to start this recording by saying thank you for being here, Eric. Thank you for being with us. Appreciate you.
Am I supposed to be recording right now?
Yeah.
Oh, 1 second.
Really?
No, I'm recording.
Okay, cool. You
gotcha.
Got me. You got me. Get the fuck out.
Episode 69. That's like...
nice.
A lot of episodes.
Yeah. Took a lot of effort to get to this joke.
Yep. We tried real hard.
We're here. Now we can end the show.
Yep. Thank you guys for tuning in. You guys have been a wonderful audience.
Quiet, but...
bucket list scratched off. Created a podcast with 69 episodes. Done. See you guys later.
Into the sunset. Drop the mic, bitch.
No, just kidding. We're still here. We're doing dumb stuff. We're being idiots. Yeah. We're going to talk about stuff.
Such a great advertisement. We're going to talk about stuff. Maybe things. Eric, you think we can get to some things today?
We can get into some things. Some who's a what's it's. And I don't know, what's another made up word? All words are made up.
Things are real, though. Like, it was a real word.
Agree to disagree.
They're all made up.
All words are made up.
No, dude, you want to talk about crazy stuff?
Yes.
Imagine, just for 1 second with me,
all right,
that you could zoom out.
Eyes?
No. Oh. Like, your eyes are part of it.
Oh.
So, like, imagine that what you're seeing is just, like, a screen, right?
Uh-huh.
And you can zoom out from that into a different reality.
Whoa.
Wouldn't that be insane?
I mean, sounds a lot harder than just doing that, but what do I know?
We haven't done a Wayne's World reference in like 30 episodes.
That's the only like really easy one to do on a podcast, is that transition. I feel like everything else needs to kind of have like a setup for it, you know, like it almost not needs to have a plan, but you need to say something that like triggers.
Or
triggers
you could just
do it anyway, just because.
Yeah. You got one?
Hey, look. We're in Delaware. That's it. That's it. We're not actually in Delaware. I'm in Michigan.
Like
Kyle's
if
in Colorado.
You can spew into here.
Nice. Anytime somebody posts a really pretty disc on the internet, I usually share the It Will Be Mine from Wayne's World. GIF or GIF?
Like
is it
that.
Is it GIF or GIF?
GIF.
GIF? Are you sure?
Yep.
Are you 100% officially. Sure? Did you create
officially.
It?
Officially.
Did you create it?
No, but I don't care. And that's what I decided I was going to say.
Gotcha.
For the beginning and end of time. GIF it is.
So even before there was one?
A GIF. Yeah.
It was still a GIF.
It was
GIF.
A GIF.
Okay.
Pre-GIF. No one's going to know what we're talking about, Eric.
Well, that's because they have to stick around for the rest of the episode to find out, even though it has nothing to do with what we're talking about. So I figured if we just keep talking and talking and talking and talking, no one will notice that we don't know what we're talking about.
I feel like we always know what we're talking about.
They think we have it's all planned out, big brain style.
It is.
Now, I just gave away our biggest secret.
No, but I just reversed it. It is all, yeah,
oh,
it's
yeah.
All planned out. Everything we say is a script.
Uh-huh. We're acting. We're not actually this dumb in real life.
Can you imagine?
No, we're even worse when you get us together. That's why. There's never, ever been a live episode. Yeah. Dead air.
Dead air. Well, we might as well end the episode then.
Yeah. We should just have the dead air be the sign to do the ad read and like the intro.
Yeah, whenever we run out of things to say, that's when I do the ad read.
Says dead air, and then...
All right, I'll do it. Don't you tempt me with a terrible time. Use code ONO for free shipping on any item over at our Teespring store. Use code ONO10 for 10% off over at discbaron.com. Use code ONO20 for 20% off over at frictiongloves.com. Hopefully, they'll get me our gloves so we can do a giveaway soon. I totally forgot about that until just now. Wow. It's been like 2 months.
I think it's been longer than that, but...
How long has it been?
I feel like you're in talks with them in the winter, so...
Holy shit! It's like at 4 or 5 months?
At least 3, yeah. I'm going to say the very least it was February.
How do I get so excited about things and then just forget about them? What is that?
It's those 80s, the 80s you have, or whatever.
Oh, yeah. Damn it.
The 80s, 80HDs you have.
I'm going to look it up right now before I forget.
Well, in case you
podcasting
didn't catch on yet, this is the ONO Disc Golf Podcast, where me and my friend Kyle talk all things disc golf and all things not disc golf as well. Pretty much all things. Just
February
things.
1st.
February 1st. Nice.
Holy shit, that's a long time. Hey guys, where are my gloves?
Give me my gloves back.
Well,
has anyone ever used the ONO20 code at Friction Gloves? Do we even know it works?
I haven't communicated with them since February 1st.
Okay. All right. Well,
maybe I'll send an email over that way.
Surprise.
They're like, hey, this fucking idiot. Well, I hope the code works.
I thought maybe like you would have ripped through your gloves by now, so maybe you needed a new pair.
They're good. They're good gloves.
They're nice.
They last a long time.
Any more
I'm
plugs?
On my second pair.
Plugs. Plug it more. Come on, keep talking.
For real else. Though, they are sick. Plug it more, plug it more, plug it more.
Come on, one more.
I would sell my soul for some friction gloves.
But instead, he'll just use code ONO20 and get 20% off his soul.
There you go.
So Kyle posed a funny question as we were getting ready for the podcast, so we decided to save it. It's probably not as funny as... I think it is, but...
Come on, stop with self-doubt.
It's not... You're hilarious, buddy. It's not... I think it's... It was your question, so I don't think you're as funny as...
Okay, so I'm not funny.
No, he asked me how it would be possible to create the best disc golf video game, which led me into... I mean, he's played Disc Golf Valley, so I feel like that's the best one we have right now, right? Even though it's on a phone?
He was thinking immediately phone games. I was more of thinking of console, but yeah.
So they do have two Wii games that are disc golf, and while they're fun, I feel like they're probably no different than adding in a frisbee mechanic to a golf game. I've never played them, so I don't know for sure. I feel like the best way to do it, if you're trying to create like a realistic one, is to just take whatever the best golf game is at the time and tweak the mechanics to make a disc golf game, which wouldn't feel any cooler or better than a golf game, I don't think.
And I immediately went, Mario Golf.
Yes. So I think that would be the best way to make it the most fun, is to make it such a cartoony game that it would set it apart from other golf games, even though there is a Mario.
I think it should be like a realistic cartoon, like Uncanny Valley levels.
What?
Like, what's
Uncanny Valley?
You've never heard of that?
No.
It's like when technology gets so close to being like almost realistic that it's like creepy.
Oh, so it's like the cakes that you can't tell is a cake, but with a video game?
Yeah.
No.
Or like when they're trying to make like a hot chick in a video game or something, and it's like, it's just awkward.
No, I think they should make it Mario-like superpowers. I think in Mario Golf, you get like, not superpowers, but like power-ups right. or whatever. Yeah, I think that would be the way to make it the most fun.
I agree. Real courses? Fake courses, like Mario. Mario courses?
Yeah, that's...
Like, how much do you want to dive into the cartoon, like, you know?
I mean, I think it'd be cool if they could create Mario versions of the real courses, like Maple Hill, Mario Hill, Toad Hill. What could you? All kinds of stuff.
Fireflower Hill.
Yeah. Yeah, that one too.
I was just thinking in terms of like gameplay mechanics. Like, you remember how Skate changed the game for skate games? How can we make the gameplay more fun? Can you use like maybe like a flight towel kind of thing, you think?
I mean, I feel like with the advancement of controllers, it's not like so far out of reach, but I feel like you still have to offer a way to play on a regular controller, which might be easier. You know, like it might play better on a controller, but they could offer like a extra controller with it, you know, like they had for Guitar
Hero
or
whatever. So
like
the Mario Golf version where you like tap X three times to be able to hit the ball or hit the club or whatever.
Right, yeah. I feel like it's got to have a way to play with, like, your stock controller. But even that, I guess you can't really do it with a PlayStation. Well, I guess Mario Disc Golf wouldn't be on PlayStation. But the little handles thing, I think those are motion sensitive, are they? Switches or whatever they're called?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, you could, even if they just created something that kind of held it in your hand, you could try to do it that way. Like, a grip that has to wrap around your hand so you don't fling it into the TV like people did with Wii nunchucks.
Right.
I would definitely try it out. Come on, Nintendo.
Somebody make it.
We've talked about Pokemon and so many other Nintendo things on here. Just do us a favor because we know you're listening and create the game.
Wink, wink, nod, nod. It's all yours.
Yeah.
No charge.
You're welcome.
Just send us one of the games.
Yes. And send me a Switch because I don't have one.
I would take one too.
We'll wait 3 months for it. We don't mind.
Yeah. After 3 months, it's like, come on, Nintendo, what the fuck?
Yeah, anything else?
That is going to be interesting for Friction Gloves to be like, what ever happened to this, guys?
Oh, I thought they forgot about us.
Right. I know it's on me for like forgetting to hit them up too, but.
Yeah. I also had the three-headed monster tournament in St. Charles this weekend, and let's just say I did not play well. And I'm going to leave it at that. Just kidding. I'm going to talk about how poorly I played because...
You got attacked by a raccoon.
Self-degradation is fun for me.
No, you're just learning.
If you and your friends are playing a three-headed monster tournament anytime soon, I'm going to give you the advice that we failed on, is make sure you get there before the tournament, because a walkthrough is way more important when you're only going to be throwing seven holes, and you have to decide what seven holes you're going to throw on, so... Yeah, that was really difficult. Round one, me, my friend Nate, and my friend Tyler Brandle, didn't have a game plan at all on who was going to throw what holes. So every time we stepped up to the tee box, we had to kind of peek around at it and figure out who was the best one for the shot. And I feel like that just didn't give me a lot of time to decide what I'm throwing or just commit to being the one who is throwing the tee shot. So that's number one. Two, we also found it easy, the second round at least, to just give each person seven holes in a row. because then we could kind of get into a rhythm, you know, instead of like getting hot and cold on your drives. It was easy to kind of get like that confidence, like, oh, I drove really good last time, and be able to take that kind of like that confidence boost into committing in your neck to your next shot. I think we had a really, really well-rounded team, and we definitely could have played better, but we didn't. And that's that. Just glad it was for charity.
Pick your shots.
Yeah, it was just, I don't know, it was really weird. Just, I don't know, because we don't want to be holding people up. I mean, we could have taken more time because we ended up being the first people done, but we didn't want to be holding people up, trying to decide who should throw each shot. So we kind of picked it quick, and maybe there was some holes that were better for someone else to throw. And we finished at -1, which, you know, isn't great. We were 10 strokes back from first. But three-headed monster is definitely harder than a doubles tournament. And they're going to be doing a doubles tournament coming up here in a couple months. So I'm excited to hopefully play better there. Because I enjoy the St. Charles course. I think it is a really fair and fun course. It's a little bit far away and hard to get to for me. But it is a well-designed course, I think.
Yeah, pretty tough for me to get there, too. I agree, though. It is a nice course.
Yeah. Yeah, I think the last time I played it was that time with you with the raccoon. So
he was fun.
Yeah, that was a while ago.
There was a big old raccoon on hole one.
Yep, just
scared
hanging
the
out.
Hell out of me.
Mm-hmm. Just chilling.
Yeah, well, I'm not afraid of raccoons. It just, like, I was way too close to it and then realized it was there.
Yeah, he got spooked, which is fair, because...
It is fair.
Anything that sneaks up on me, I'm kind of like, oh, God.
He wasn't even... He was sleeping.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we woke him up, for sure.
So, I snuck up on him, really.
Yeah. Well, that's fair. That's fair.
My bad, friend.
We didn't mean
it. He's probably dead.
Yeah, raccoons don't live very long. Oh, there was a big old possum on hole 5.
Hey,
just hanging out.
Nature.
Just like... Hanging out, walking around, mad at us because
like
we
They're
probably
cool.
woke him up.
Yeah, just fucking with his sleep schedule.
Yeah, probably. It's like, oh shit, disc golf tournament, I gotta move now.
Right, he's just trying to eat bugs.
Yeah, just trying to hang out. Be a marsupial, whatever that means. We also had the OTB Open this past weekend. It was on a golf course. I won't spend too much time complaining about it because it was still exciting. Finishing FPO top 3. Juliana Corver took home 3rd at 3 under. Natalie Ryan took home 2nd at 7 under. And Paige Pierce took home the win after almost giving it up on, what was it, hole, I think, 16 or 17 on the final day it was tied. No, hole 15 it was tied. And she was so close to throwing it away, but kept her composure and finished strong to take home the win. And then MPO, I'm really excited about. We had Aaron Gossage. I think he's from Colorado, isn't he? Do you know?
Such a good question.
Okay, I think he's from Colorado. But pretty sure last year I said a bunch of FPO players were from Michigan that weren't. So don't take my word for it. He finished 3rd at 17 under. Calvin Heimberg finished 2nd at 18 under. And Simon Lizotte with his first win as a father at 20 under. Congrats, Simon. Super pumped to see you get a win. It was his first Pro Tour win in 4 years, too.
That's a long time.
Yeah. I mean, you know, he was injured for that little bit, and he was playing through an injury for a while, so kind of makes sense.
4 years.
Yeah, not 4 years, but... He's definitely playing more smart golf, like picking his big throws when there's less risk. Like, you know, it's still like a risk and reward game, but he's not throwing like the huge crazy shots every other hole. So
a lot more control.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, gets the win for Eagle, who can't be there because he is injured. I don't know about how many people feel, but on the Facebooks today, and yeah, mainly just today, there's a lot of people complaining about what the trophy was at the OTB Open. It was a disc just with, you know, OTB Open champion put on it, and I feel like that's almost cooler than some of the trophies I guess not cooler, more practical, I guess would be the word, because now they're not lugging around a 10-plus pound trophy in their car or have to fly back with it to their home or have to ship it back. They can just kind of put it in with the rest of their discs in a bag and get it home whenever they get home. I don't know about many people, but I don't know. If I ever get a win, I don't think I'll care for a trophy that much. You know, like I'll take it home and it'll be cool, but what it is doesn't matter at all. You know, it's more getting the win.
On the same page there.
That's cool,
it's
right?
It's such a symbolic thing.
Yeah. Like it could be a
piece of paper.
Yeah, literally. It could be a piece
with
of paper.
My fucking name on it. You says, won. Yay.
Yeah, congrats. And I would hang that up too. So
like it's a game. It's still a game.
Yeah, it's just
you won a game. Yay.
More getting through the two rounds with and like, you know, keeping my mentality strong to get me to that win is more important to me than whatever they do for a trophy. So just wanted to say that. That's it. I know it doesn't really matter, but
we're just not superficial bitches.
Exactly. Next tourney is the Portland Open this coming weekend. Did you want to pick the winners? Guess the winners.
Heimberg.
I knew it. I'm going to go with Katrina Allen for FPO and Ricky Wysocki.
Owen Scoggins.
Nice. Oh, Ricky was playing on hobbling on one leg on the first day. I don't know if you watched that, but he's dealing with a Lyme disease flare up. And
yes, I did hear about that.
Yeah, he was literally like hobbling sometimes to pick up his putt. So pretty interesting to watch. So we'll see if he's back to 100% and keeps my prediction. Come on, Ricky.
Let's hope not.
What a jerk.
Yeah, right?
What a jerk. All right, count us down.
Fuck that guy. He doesn't even get it, man. 3, 2, 1.
Top five.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
For our top five today, we picked the top five Mario characters that would be good at disc golfing. And
number five, I went with Toad. I like Toad. He's a little
penis
toad.
Mushroom. He's a toad stool. Yeah.
Do toads have claws?
No. Claws, I feel like claws are like long nails. There has to be
so
like
kinda?
No, because they don't have nails. They got little.
They don't have nails?
Ugly fingers.
Oh.
Toad's not even a toad. He's a mushroom. Wait.
Do mushrooms have claws?
No. Is Mario eating
toads?
Heads?
To make him high?
For the, like the
power ups?
Not the one up, but the make him bigger. Ooh, gross.
Yeah. I think it's known that he is, right?
I don't know. I never connected the two. Mario's a bad guy. Maybe Bowser was the hero in all of this, and Mario's really just insane.
I could see it.
Oh, got a kitty.
Like, yes. Mario was just, like, an abusive husband, so Bowser stole Peach to, like, protect her.
And then he enlists the help of Toad by eating his friend's
flesh.
Yeah. All right, well. And then he beats the shit out of a bunch of turtles. Just a whole shit ton of turtles.
And Goombas.
Yeah, I don't know what a Goomba is, though. So.
And goes down pipes.
I don't really know what it. What
fights football players.
He does fight football players. Anyway, why would Toad be a good disc golfer?
Because he can throw the disc like a toadstool can. Real good. No, it's more of the you get the power-ups from the drugs he provides.
Right, so if he's created of that power up, then he's got to be.
Yeah. So he's full, power up.
He is full power.
He's like a meth head.
Okay, all right. Oh, meth heads are good at disc golf then, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, that's good to know. I didn't know that. Any meth heads listening, I may need a partner for the St. Charles Dubs, so hit me up.
Hit him up.
For number four, I picked Luigi. He is the more slender, taller of the Mario brothers.
Some may say sexy.
Why are they called the Mario brothers if Mario's is the first name?
That's the first and last name.
Mario Mario and Luigi Mario?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Let's go. Well, no arguments there. So because he is the more slender brother, I feel
the
like
more
he,
sexy brother.
He has a better built body for disc golf, and that's why he'd be better than Mario at disc golf. Are they twins?
So many questions.
They can't. I don't think they could be twins. I'm going to assume that Luigi
is the
younger one.
I don't know about
the
family structure.
I'm going to assume Luigi's the younger one. And since Mario's more old school and been busy beating on turtles, Luigi took up a new sport called disc golf and got a lot better than Mario. So Luigi would be good at disc golf.
Number three, the good guy, Bowser. He's strong as fuck.
Yeah, he can, like, kidnap a whole princess.
Yeah, he's like the Ezra of the group, so.
So Bowser's the Ezra of the group because he's so strong.
Yeah.
And he can just huck that fucker.
Yeah, as hard as he can. 14 speed on every hole.
Right into Mario's big, mean head.
Like.
Just Corvettes all day.
Spike hyzers into explosions. Pro bosses.
Yeah. Pro bosses. For miles.
For days. You know, see Bowser throw over the mountains?
What ones? The one on the other side of the world? Watcha! And he makes that noise when he throws it. Gives him extra power. Yeah, because Bowser doesn't need any power-ups, right? Because he is already
strong. Yeah, yeah, he's just working it out.
And he's a good guy, so he wouldn't eat Toad's
Yeah,
head.
Luigi's technically doing performance-enhancing drugs.
Yeah.
Given to him by Toad.
And Bowser's too good for that.
Straight edge.
For number two, we picked Waluigi. He is really skinny and really long arms. He's almost built like Jack Skellington, where he could turn them big long arms into rubber bands and just slang it like a G or something.
Jack Skellington, Eagle McMahon.
No, I was thinking he's more
pretty
like a
similar.
Thomas Gilbert of is the pro I was thinking. But like, if any of the Mario characters are going to get COVID, it's probably Waluigi and Wario. Let's just be fair.
Let's be real here. Yeah. They're dirty bitches.
Or Mario for jumping on all the turtles' heads. Could turtles get COVID? In the Mario world, they probably can. All right, count us down to our number one.
Number one is Yoshi.
What do you throw the disc?
Not because Yoshi's going to throw, but because Yoshi can eat things and then poop them out.
Or he can spit them out.
Or spit them out at a high velocity. Or, I was just thinking about it too, you could ride Yoshi and get an advantage of like all that power.
So you like go to like jump putt and you like jump off of Yoshi and leave him behind to get that extra...
Totally, you know, legal, yeah.
You know, like when you just like leave him and to fall into the vat of lava.
Yeah.
Poor Yoshi. Yep. Pour one out for the homie.
He's part of the team.
So wait.
He's just happy to be there, really.
Could I ride a horse and play disc golf? Is that...
I don't think there's a rule against it.
Oh, okay. All right. I feel like this brings us into our centaur conversation on would it help then.
That's true.
I'm going to guess no.
Also, centaur giraffes.
Yoshi, a Yoshi giraffe. And that is our top five Mario characters who would be good at disc golfing.
Let us know who your favorite character from Mario and would they be good at disc golfing?
They'd be better.
Let us know on Instagram.
Than ours choices.
Yeah, see if they're better than our shitty ass choices.
And that was episode 69. You know what that means.
Nice. Means the next one is episode 70.
Yeah.
And it'll be next week. So we'll catch you right back here next week.
We'll see you guys next week.
Catch you on the flip side.